Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 14th of June, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. The fifth day of no new cases of COVID-19. Just two active cases in isolation. Nobody in Nobles Hospital with COVID. And in this update, latest on the borders as the vaccinations resume. Broadway's gone beige and Roundel. What now for Etel? More on the future of the TT races. And House of Keys candidate Ray Harmer, all on this flume-free Monday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai, no new cases of COVID-19 have been identified on the Isle of Man for the fifth day in a row. The number of active cases has also now dropped to 2. A report into the capability of the Department of Infrastructure has singled out its structure as a significant weakness. The review by management consultants Beamans was published today. And the Department of Infrastructure says drivers don't need to worry about the newly completed roundel on Douglas Promenade. 3 white ovals have been painted at the bottom of Broadway to be used the same way as any other roundabout. In international news, Boris Johnson's expected to announce a 4-week delay to the lifting of England's lockdown when he speaks to Downing Street at 6 o'clock. It's because of rising case numbers driven by the Delta or Indian variant, which has forced the government to rethink its original plans. Meanwhile, new data suggests the risk of being hospitalised with the new strain is double that of the Alpha or Kent variant. But researchers say 2 vaccine doses provide strong enough protection against it. And it's the hottest day of the year so far in the UK. The Met Office says temperatures have reached 28.6 degrees Celsius at Heathrow Airport. Those are the news headlines, news in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gora Mayad, thank you, Alex. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, there's a strong wind warning later for the North Irish Sea. On the Isle of Man, dry and clear with light variable winds after dark. The overnight minimum 9 Celsius. For tomorrow, Tuesday, Jemeirah, dry and sunny with a southerly wind becoming strong in the afternoon. Daytime maximum 19 degrees. Some rain overnight into Wednesday down to 9. And for Wednesday, Jacrain cloudy, risking drizzle and coastal mist around the south and east coasts on a light to moderate south-southwesterly, up to 17 degrees on Wednesday. Tides on the way out. Low water a minute to 9 tonight. Sunset 8 minutes to 10. High water 10 to 3 a.m. Sunrise at 4:45 tomorrow morning and low water 29 minutes past 9.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
So no new cases of COVID-19 for the fifth consecutive day. Alex is back with the details.
Another day without new cases means the active number has also now dropped to 2. 291 people are currently waiting for a result notification, while 440 are booked in to be tested tomorrow. Looking at the vaccination figures, 90,300 doses have now been administered across the Isle of Man. It's after the programme has now resumed after a 2-week pause to the rollout. More than 61,800 of that number are first doses, with over 28,400 second jabs. Health Minister David Ashford has said the island is set to surpass the UK in the coming weeks for the percentage of people vaccinated with both doses.
The Isle of Man government's been warned of significant risks if we reopen the island's borders at the end of the month. Lewis Foster spoke to Sean Cowper.
When considering the relaxation of restrictions on the 28th of June, the Council of Ministers has sought the advice of the Emergency Advisory Group, which was set up last month after being granted Timwald approval, and notably includes Dr. Rachel Glover, the scientist credited with establishing the first on-island testing centre.
So what did the group suggest?
Well, the group has made multiple suggestions throughout this report. First and foremost is the need for early messaging to the public regarding the spread of the Delta or Indian variant of COVID-19 in the UK. Meanwhile, a minority of members, it says, are of the view that a move back to level 3 of the border programme for a minimum period of a month to 6 weeks until the majority of the island's population has had both doses of a coronavirus vaccine would be appropriate. Currently, remember, we're at level 2.5, so a step back would remove the option of 48-hour isolation.
What do they mean by significant risks?
The group says the rising transmission rate in the UK is an early warning and advises government to reconsider the exit plan should hospitalisation rates across continue to increase. It notes that since the 28th of May in the UK, the 14-day rolling average of cases per 100,000 has risen from 40 to 48 cases.
So how will government go forward with this?
Well, the group was established for precisely this reason, so it would be hard to say Comyn won't take these warnings seriously. We heard from Health Minister David Ashford this morning, who said the response would be taken into consideration and an announcement about any future easing of border restrictions will be made this week.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
The appearance of new road markings at the bottom of Broadway have caused all sorts of opinion amongst the public. The beige rings mark out a new randle or roundabout at the bottom of the busy junction, a design aimed at making users far more aware of their surroundings. Well, Ewan is down there.
The intention is, and they've examples of street centres in the UK, I think Bexley Heath was mentioned in the sort of plans for this roundabout, of a successful example of where it's intuitive. So you come up to the roundabout, you still approach it as you would a traditional one, but you're more cautious of other road users because it's not as, straightforward as to how you approach. I mean, turning to the left, you'd keep to the left of the roundabout, going across to the other side, moving into the centre. So I think that is the intention, but we have to remember this isn't actually what the DOI put forward as a plan to Tynwald all those years ago when this scheme started. The intention was actually to have a more paved area, so all of this roundel, as they're calling it, would have been paved over. And now, as part of a what they call de-scoping, essentially using cutting the corners of some elements of the scheme, they got rid of that, and what we've got is now just these markings rather than a paved area as was originally intended for this roundabout. So whether that affects the ability of it to act as a proper fixture of the road remains to be seen. But as far as I'm aware, this is the finished article.
More events are going to be added to the TT schedule for future events. It's been confirmed. TT organisers have announced the senior race will have its own slot from 2023 and the action will be broadcast live around the world. The details from Chris Cave.
Last week should have been one of the biggest days on the island's calendar, with thousands of visiting bike fans taking in the senior race of the Isle of Man TT. However, whilst that didn't happen, organisers used that date to announce a raft of changes to the future of the event. A makeover for the lightweight class, which is renamed the Super Twin, and a raised capacity limit for twin-cylinder sidecars are two changes which will come into effect in 12 months' time, before the TT grows from 8 to 10 races from 2023, with the senior TT moving into its own slot on the final Saturday of race week. The fastest ever rider around the mountain course, Peter Hickman, believes the move marks an exciting time for race fans.
A lot of us were all kind of guilty of the same thing. We don't really like change. We like things to stay the same. But I think it's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing that we've got more races. It's a good thing that the schedule's changing a little bit to accommodate more people and more fans.
Outside of the racing itself, it's also been confirmed the event will be broadcast live for the first time ever when it does return in 2022, while a TT fan park will also be a new feature when the star names in the sport are back on Manx soil next year. Other headline announcements came from the riders themselves, with confirmation 23-time winner and TT legend John McGuinness, who since his last appearance on the island has been made an MBE, will be back here racing.
Yeah, it's less than a year away now, isn't it? So we've waited 2 years, we've had to wait another year, won't we? But I'm super thrilled, super looking forward to it, and the more races in 2023, you might have just pulled back on that a little bit. I don't know about 10 races for an old guy like me, but it's only for the better of the event, I'm sure.
So it may have been missed by thousands on the island and around the world, but it will be back, revamped, reinvented and reinvigorated in 12 months' time.
C. Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 12 minutes past two this afternoon. She's just nosing into Douglas Harbour and heading astern onto the Lynx Band. She'll be heading off again at 7:45 this evening to Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. Departing at 02:15 tomorrow morning, back in Douglas at around 6 o'clock.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The Manx company Etel says it fought hard to rescue a deal with Stobart Air before the company stopped trading. It follows confirmation the plans to take over the company, its franchise agreement with Aer Lingus and the Carlisle Lake District Airport have been terminated. Tessa Hawley.
Over the weekend, Stobart Air revealed it was grounding all Aer Lingus regional flights and calling in the liquidators. It blamed the COVID-19 pandemic and a lack of funding for a takeover bid. That bid was from Manx-based company Etel Limited, which was due to acquire Stobart Air from the Aviation and Energy Infrastructure Group Esken Limited. If successful, it would have seen Etel continue to operate the Aer Lingus franchise, retain all Stobart Air staff and those at the Carlisle Lake District Airport, which would have also come under its control. However, uncertainty around the deal appeared to build when Etel called in police on the Isle of Man after an issue with documents supplied by a proposed third-party funder. On Saturday, Stobart Air said funding to support the transaction was no longer in place, and given the continued impact of the pandemic and the absence of any alternative purchasers, it would fold. In response, Etel confirmed the deal was off, saying it had received termination notices from Esken in respect of the proposed transactions. Chief Executive Jason Scales took to social media to apologise. He said the past few weeks had been some of the most challenging he had ever experienced, adding they'd fought hard to conclude a deal that rescued Stobart Air. My thoughts are with every amazing Stobart Air employee, he wrote. I'm sorry. The Dublin route to and from the Isle of Man was operated by Stobart Air as part of a franchise agreement with Aer Lingus. Flights were stopped in March last year due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
17 minutes before 6, Vodafone UK's chosen South Korea Samsung as a supplier for its 5G infrastructure as it extends coverage. It's considered a breakthrough for Samsung in a market dominated by Ericsson and Nokia after the UK joined other countries in banning Huawei products. Vodafone aims to broaden its range of suppliers, and with Samsung kit initially supplied in 2,500 rural sites in southwestern England and most of Wales, Samsung will be contracted by Vodafone to build the first commercial deployment of Open Radio Access Network, Open RAN. In Europe, the radio access network covers the equipment that provides the final link between the phone and the telephone network and includes equipment like mobile phone antennas on towers and buildings. With Open RAN, parts of the network made by different suppliers are designed to work in the same way, meeting a common set of standards. Because equipment from different suppliers is interoperable, the network can be put together using components from a range of companies as opposed to being built by a single supplier.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed higher as investors looked ahead to the June meeting of the US Fed. The dollar held firm. Oil hit its highest levels in more than 2 years. Gold fell. And in corporate news, Shell gushed higher following a report it's considering the sale of its Texaco shale assets. IAG and Whitbread were under the cosh amid expectations that the lifting of England's lockdown will be delayed for a month. And the numbers now. Ramsey Crookall report the FTSE 100 closed down almost 0.2% at 5 o'clock at 7,146. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over 0.1% at 15,673. The trading day continues in New York City. Ramsey Crookall reporting the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.6% at 34,265. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, up a quarter of a percent at 14,103. And the S&P 500 down a quarter of a percent in Chicago at 4,236. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 US dollar, 41.1 cents, €1, 16.4 cents, and 19 South African rand, 37.4 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold down 0.7% at $1,864 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up almost 1.2% at $73.22.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Thousands of people on the Isle of Man are due to receive their second dose of a coronavirus vaccine in the coming weeks as the Isle of Man's vaccination rollout resumed today. Despite increasing numbers of the Delta variant in the UK, Health and Social Care Minister David Ashford insists there was no choice but to halt the jabs for a fortnight.
Well, we did. It's not been a break. Let's be absolutely clear on this. The reason there was the gap was around stock levels and the ability to deliver, because we moved from the 10 to the 12 weeks in order to prioritise first doses. So this is a knock-on effect and was always going to occur when we started using the stock earlier on at more speed and reducing our buffer to get more people vaccinated early. So the 2 weeks was because of that change. Now, as I've said before, as we could have moved a few thousand AstraZeneca forward, we couldn't have moved any Pfizer appointments forward because there wasn't the stock literally to do that. And we know from earlier in the programme, when we moved a couple of hundred appointments, that absolute mayhem erupted with people saying they couldn't make the new appointment and wanting their old appointment reinstated, or with brand new appointment making, people turning up at the wrong time, people turning up for an appointment that didn't exist. So on the balance of things, it actually could have slowed the vaccine programme down even further. The gap that we've had has been purely down to the fact of when we moved those doses from 10 to 12 weeks to prioritise first doses. It will be carrying on at speed now, and people will be seeing thousands of people getting their second doses in line with the programme, and we will overtake the UK in the next couple of weeks in relation to second dose delivery.
There was a warning as well recently that time is running out if you want to register for the vaccine. What would happen if someone does miss out and down the line they think they do want the vaccine? Would they not be able to go to their GP?
No, they would have to wait until vaccine supply became available later on, possibly into the second phase, which is the top-up vaccines, which we hope, the boosters that we hope will be available later in the year. The UK is starting to wind down what's the first phase of vaccination and focusing on the booster later on in the year. Our supply obviously comes via the UK. So as they wind down their stock, ours wind down as well.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast my Ewan Gorn.
Mark Cavendish won a thrilling sprint finish to claim victory on the final stage of the Tour of Belgium on Sunday, while his teammate Remco Evenepoel claimed overall honours. Cavendish overtook Belgian Tim Merellier in a final push for the line with German Pascal Ackermann in third. It follows success in the Tour of Turkey earlier this year when he claimed a hat-trick of stage wins. Victory in Beringen was the 151st of the 36-year-old Cavendish's career. In ladies football, Corinthians women's team won the Canada Life FA Cup on Sunday. They put eight past Douglas Royal, the goals coming from Casey Halskoll, who scored five. Kira Morgan got a brace and Louise Gibbons got the other goal. Meanwhile, Onchan AFC is intending to start its own ladies football team. The club is initially hoping to field a side in an eight-a-side summer league. The Onchan Club is appealing for those interested to get in touch and join up. In archery, Leslie and Roger Slight completed in an English Field Archery Association two-day classification shoot near Loughborough. Leslie, sponsored by KG Archery, came first in the ladies' unsighted class, setting a new course record for the field round. Roger finished second in the men's unsighted class, competing with a new KG Falcon bow he purchased the previous day. Turning now to the weekend's snooker, Finch Hill Rockets may be timing their run perfectly as they join the Hurricanes heading the Max Builders Merchants Snooker League, where co-leaders from the previous week's and Olav's A had a bye. Finch Hill Rockets beat Jackson's 4-1. The Q-Zone Reprobates beat the Hurricanes 3-2. Q-Zone Mob won 3-2 against St. Olav's Musicians. The Mob go fourth, and once again, the star performer was Dave Adnall with the week's highest break, a 50 plus a 24 and a 20. Peel Legion beat Maloo 4-1. Port St Mary Legion beat Newbies DSB 3-2, and DSB Wannabes lost 5-0 to Q Zone Blinders. And finally, a reminder, the Isle of Man closed squash championship start tonight. Top seed is Gloucester-based Nathan Mead, meaning Dave Norman's not the favourite for the first time in 25 years, heading into the headline event in the squash calendar.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
10 to 6, everything's fine on the mountain road tonight. From Ronald's Way, the Loganair patient transfer plane, the 10 to 5, left 15 minutes late at 5 past 5. She'll be back at 20 to 7 on time this evening. On the road, still around Ballabruey Drive and Ballabruey Avenue, there are face closures for upgrades to the gas infrastructure. If you want to call the gas board, by the way, the number's 644-62. 644-62. In Glenvine, temporary lights on the main road at the Ballygarry Junction for drainage work. Lots of delays there. In Ramsey, that section of Parliament Street is currently closed. Diversions for traffic via Tower Street and Water Street. In Bride, Ballygenny Road is closed for drainage work. And also on the Coast Road in Bride, temporary lights 24 hours a day near the church for stone wall repairs. Glen Road in Lax is closed for work on the new river wall. In Anaker, Farm Hill Lane's closed for the construction of a new road. And in Richmond Hill, of course, temporary lights and a 30-mile speed limit to the end of July, really, for that drainage improvement work. In Ballasallop, temporary lights on the main road near the new houses. And Port Rose Bridge, of course, closed until at least next February.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Quayside. The Isle of Man general election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
And you'll hear all the candidates have declared for the House of Keys general election in September. Ray Harmer, the current policy and reform minister, is seeking re-election in Glenfarne and Peel. The other candidates declared to stand in the constituency. Sitting MHK Geoffrey Boot, former MHK and MLC Tim Crookall, sitting MLC Kate Lord Brennan, and the Green Party's Leo Cousins. Ray Harmer was first elected in Peel at a by-election in 2015, was re-elected in the newly reformed constituency in 2016 and served as infrastructure minister for 4 years. Last year, he moved to policy and reform. So what has Ray Harmer done for his constituency?
There's actually been so much that's happened, some of on the infrastructure in terms of Foxdale Main Road, in terms of Marketplace, in terms of a number of different roads that have been constructed. But also, a lot of things are on the way. So, for example, Peel Silt, that was an inherited problem, but also the QE2 stem block, which has now got funding and got design fees. So you can never sort of parcel anything in a five-year period, but there's been a lot of positivity.
Well, I have to ask you about the big and not positive Peel sewerage issue that hasn't been solved. Both Patrick and Peel have rejected plans to have it built in each area. So how are you going to solve this? And will you accept that you haven't done enough to get this done?
Actually, we're quite a long... Well, that's one of the issues that we're quite a long way actually resolving. So, for example...
Yeah, but you said in your manifesto in 2016, your site would be finalised around 2019.
Yes, and absolutely that was the intention. Obviously, it's Manx Utilities that have been driving this. And one of the key issues that's come out is around what the site is. But there's two really, really important... This will happen. The key issue there is about the sites. Now, obviously, the Manx Utilities have now gone for an expression of sites. The Northwest Plan is absolutely critical in that, because that will, for the first time, identify where the sewage plant can go.
We've had these conversations for years, haven't we?
No, we haven't.
Utilities had a list of over 20 sites at one point.
Yes, they did, and they were narrowed down. Obviously, the best site is, in my personal view, is around the power plant. And the point is, with anything that you persevere and fight on, you don't. If there are issues and knockbacks, you know, for example, then you continue and push through. But one key bit that has been done is the pipe work from along the East Quay. That actually has been established. Yes, there's been a delay. I accept that. But it will happen going forward in 2022.
Shocking scenes of a Danish footballer collapsing during Euro 2020 campaign have shown the importance of having access to life-saving medical equipment. On the Isle of Man, a Craig's Heartstrong Foundation representative says Christian Eriksen's story shows cardiac arrest can happen to anyone.
It just made us think, you know, how important it is for Craig's Heartstrong Foundation to be here on the Isle of Man. The quick thinking of the players and referee and the medics to obviously initially start CPR and get the defib to Christian Eriksen.
Craig's Heartstrong Foundation provides public access defibrillators around the island to help those who get into difficulty, as Chairman Paul Healy explains.
When we first started the defib campaign, we put them in all of the schools on the island, all of the sports clubs on the island, and that's great because, you know, the schools and the sports clubs have got them. But when those schools and sports clubs are locked up at night, there's no accessibility to those machines. So what we started to do with the help of the ambulance service was to start putting more and more public defibs around the island. And if someone was to have a cardiac arrest, you phone 999 and they will immediately tell you where the nearest machine is if there is one nearby.
Donations have already been made to the charity since Saturday. Paul says their mission goes on.
With the lockdown and the border restrictions, we haven't been able to hold a heart screening now for nearly 2 years. So we're concentrating on the defibs at the moment. So all the funds that come in now will be used for this defib campaign.
That's it for Update Tonight. All the stories you've heard and lots more, including all the TT changes from next year at manxradio.com, also via the free Manx Radio app, which if you haven't got yet, if you have a smartphone, make sure you get it from your app store. Like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Thanks to our newsreader, Alex Watton, producer Rob Pritchard, I'm Andy Wintz. Another update tomorrow evening at 5:30. In the meantime, just ponder, summer starts a week today. You.